Peace to all of you.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Today's passage is taken from Esther chapter 10.
今天的经文取自以斯帖记第十章。
Esther chapter 10. Esther chapter 10, I'll read to you in English. 看华语的可以看 PowerPoint. Esther chapter 10, the greatness of Mordecai. King Xerxes imposed tribute throughout the empire to the distant shores.And all his acts of power and might, together with a full account of the greatness of Mordecai, to which the king has raised him, are they not written in the books of the annals of the kings of Media and Persia? Mordecai the Jew was second in rank to King Xerxes, preeminent among the Jews, and held in high esteem by his many fellow Jews, because he has worked for the good of his people and spoke up for the welfare of all the Jews.So today we have finally come to the end of the sermon series on Esther.
我们终于来到了以斯帖记最后一篇讲道。
And in the final chapter, we find three simple verses together with the subtitle, The Greatness of Mordecai.
在最后一章里有三个简单的经节和这个标题，伟大的莫迪凯。
Today I wish to give my reflection on this passage in light of all that we have talked about in the entire sermon series.
今天我希望对我们所讲的这整个系列做个反应。
Now, as a conclusion to the story of Esther, today's passage, these three verses, they seem somewhat strange.
作为以斯帖故事的结论，今天的经文有点奇怪。
It is strange because it speaks about the greatness of Mordecai, and not as most would expect, the greatness of God.
奇怪的是，他在讲述莫迪凯的伟大，而不是神的伟大。
How can a biblical story end without mentioning God?
一个圣经故事怎么可以在结尾没有提到上帝？
Instead, it is a human, Mordecai, that is being exalted at the end of the story.
相反的，故事的结尾竟然赞扬莫迪凯。
Now, it is very strange, especially if you compare it with the LXX conclusion to Esther.
这很奇怪，尤其是当你把它跟 LXX 的结尾来做个比较。
Now,In the LXX, after talking about the greatness of Mordecai, this is today's passage.
讲完了莫迪凯的伟大之后 ，LXX 还继续的讲述。
I'll read to you the English version in LXX. 看华语的可以看 PowerPoint. Now, this is how LXX concludes the story. Then Mordecai said, "This is the work of God."I recall the dream I had about these very things, and not a single detail has been left unfulfilled. The tiny spring grew into a river in light of the sun and the many waters. The river is Esther, whom the king married and made queen, and the two dragons that are fighting are myself and Haman. And the nations are those who assembled to destroy the name of the Jews, but my people is Israel, who cried to God and was saved.And then this verse is key. The Lord saved his people and delivered us from all these evils. The Lord God made signs and great wonders such as not has occurred among the nations. For this purpose, he arranged the two lots, one for the people of God, the other for the other nations. These two lots were fulfilled in the hour, the time, and the day of judgment before God and among all the nations. And then he says,God remembered his people and rendered justice to his inheritance. Gathered together with joy and happiness before God, they shall celebrate these days on the 14th and 15th of the day of Adar through all the future generations of his people, Israel. So we see in the LXX conclusion, hey, this is a very familiar ending to a biblical story.
LXX 的结尾就是我们熟悉的圣经故事的结局。
In the end, it says all that has happened is attributed to God.
所有发生的都归于上帝。
It is God who intervened and performed the miracles.
是上帝介入，行了神迹。
The LXX says that it is God who brought justice and victory.
是上帝带来正义和胜利。
And it basically sum up in one line, all this is the work of God.
这都是上帝所做的。
But yet in our Hebrew version, we find no such declaration.
然而在希伯来版本里，我们就没有这样的声明。
Instead, it is the three verses that we have just read. We end with the greatness of Mordecai.
相反的是以莫迪凯的伟大来结束。
In our passage today, he says that Mordecai deserves the highest honor because he has worked for the good of his people and spoke up for the welfare of all the Jews.
他应得最高荣誉， 因为他为本族的人求好处，向他们说和平的话。
And that is the truth that we are confronted with in the Hebrew version.
这就是我们所面对的真理。
So we ask, why the humanity?
为什么充满人性？
Why does it end with the greatness of a human?
为什么以人的伟大来做结尾？
I hope to answer this question today.
今天我希望回答这个问题。
And I hope this will become a very fitting conclusion to the entire sermon series.
我希望这是这整个系列恰当的结论。
Now Emerson once said, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail."
Emerson 说，不要走原有的路，反而往没有路的方向走，留下踪迹。
Now I believe this is what the Hebrew author of Esther is doing.
我相信这是希伯来文的作者在做的。
It would have been very easy for this author to write yet another biblical story stating God as the explicit deliverer for the Jews.
要写一个说明神是来拯救犹太人的故事，应该是很容易。
But we have that story told many, many times.
但是我们已经有了许多这样的故事。
God as the explicit deliverer, you know, we see that in the story of Moses in Exodus.
这是摩西在出埃及记的故事。
That is also the story of many of the judges.
这是许多士师的故事。
And that is also the story of David and Goliath.
这是大卫和歌利亚的故事。
If we have Esther as stated in the form of LXX, you know, where God is the explicit in his, is very explicit in his deliverance, we would have gotten the same old story.
如果我们有 LXX 的以斯帖记，有明确的说明说上帝就是救赎者，我们就有同样的故事。
Now it may be different characters or different settings, different times, but ultimately it's the same old plot of God coming to the rescue.
虽然人物和时代有不同，但故事的情节还是神前往营救。
So the author must be thinking to himself.
因此，作者可能在想
，Why go down the same path?
为什么走原来的路呢
？Why not go instead where there is no path and leave a trail?
为何不往没有路的地方走，留下踪迹
？So the author has before him a story of deliverance.
作者面前是一个救赎的故事。
Now he knows for a fact that the Jews have miraculously survived the evil plottings of his enemies.
犹太人面对想谋害他们的敌人，却奇迹般的生存下来。
And there is no doubt this is a great story to be told.
毫无疑问，这是一个很好的故事。
As a believer in God, the author has also no doubt that it is God is the one who brought about this deliverance.
作为一个信徒，毫无疑问的，上帝就是那带来拯救的。
So the story could be told in such a way where it was God intervening at every moment to execute this perfect plan of deliverance.
这个故事可以说成是上帝在参与每一个时刻来执行着完美的计划。
It could be told that it was God who made Esther queen.
可以说是上帝立以斯帖为王。
It was God who gave the king insomnia.
是上帝使国王失眠。
And that led to the exaltation of Mordecai.
导致莫迪凯他地位提高。
It was God who turned the hearts of the king in order to accept Esther when she made her request.
是上帝使国王对以斯帖心动，答应了他的要求。
Yes, the story could be told in such a way, and it would not be wrong at all.
是的，故事可以这样说，是没有错。
Yet the author deliberately did not go down that path.
然而，作者故意不要走惯常的道路。
The author instead told a story without mentioning God at all.
作者反而讲述了一个没有提到上帝的故事。
In the end, we end up with a story with humanity at the forefront.
是一个把人放在最前端的故事。
In this story, we see humanity at its ugliest.
我们看到了人最丑的一面。
We see the pride of Vashti.
我们看到了瓦斯提的骄傲。
We see the erratic temperament of Xerxes.
我们看到了亚哈随鲁王反复无常的脾气。
But worst of all, we saw the cruelty of Haman.
但最糟糕的，我们看到了哈曼的残酷。
For personal revenge, he aimed to destroy the Jews in the name of peace.
为了报复，他以和平的名义残害犹太人。
And humanity is ugliest not when we are ignorant or foolish.
人最丑陋的不是当我们无知或愚蠢。
It is ugliest when a human being willfully attacks another one out of self-interest.
人最丑陋的是为了自己的利益故意袭击别人。
Humanity is ugliest.
人性最丑陋。
But yet with humanity at the forefront, we also see humanity at its highest glory.
然而随着人站在最前端，我们也看到人类最高荣誉。
We saw the courage of Esther.
我们看到以斯帖的勇气。
We see the wisdom of Mordecai.
我们看到莫迪凯的智慧。
And both of them stood tall when they are called upon to sacrifice for their people.
当他们必须为他们的人民牺牲时，他们站了出来。
And this the author made plain in our passage today.
而作者明确地在今天的经文里表达出来。
Since this is a story with humanity at the forefront, is the author telling us, therefore, that God is not present in the story?
既然这是一个把人放在最前端的故事，作者是不是在告诉我们上帝不存在？
Is the author telling us that God has nothing to do with what has happened in the entire story?
作者是不是在告诉我们上帝和故事中发生的没有关系？
Absolutely not.
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
绝对不是。
In not mentioning God, the author is leaving a new trail instead for us to understand God.
作者没有提到上帝，是为我们留下新的踪迹，让我们了解上帝。
And in this new trail, we see a God that is inseparable from humanity.
我们看到了与人不可分开的上帝。
It is strange because if Indeed, if God is nowhere to be found explicitly, yet He is found everywhere in the story.
奇怪的是，因为上帝无处可寻，因此他是随处可见。
God is found in the series of coincidences throughout the book.
我们在书里面的一系列的巧合中找到上帝。
God is found in the actions and decisions of all the main characters.
在以斯帖和莫迪凯的行为和思考里找到上帝。
Now God did not force anyone against to do anything against their will.
上帝没有强迫任何人违背自己的意愿。
But yet there is no denial that when Esther was strong or when Mordecai was loyal, they were doing it for God.
然而不能否认，当以斯帖坚强时，当莫迪凯忠诚时，都是为了上帝。
And such is the brilliance of the author in Esther.
这就是以斯帖作者的英明。
In not mentioning God at all, we are compelled to see God through the humanity in the story.
虽然完全没有提到上帝，我们不得不看到故事中人性的里面的上帝。
However, in doing this, the author has also taken a risk.
但是这样做，作者也冒了风险。
In not making God explicit in his story,The author is leaving for the readers to discover this hidden God for themselves.
没有明确地提到上帝，就是让读者自己发现隐藏在故事里的上帝。
But he is taking a risk.
但他冒风险。
He's taking a risk in us imagining what is not there.
我们会不会在想象那不存在的呢？
Is this the case of Voltaire?In his famous aphorism where he says, if God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent him.
是否如著名的格言说，如果上帝不存在，就有必要发明他。
By not making God explicit, we are forced to struggle between believing in the presence of God and dismissing him as a figment of our own imagination.
因为没有明确地提到上帝，我们不得不再相信上帝的存在和把它当作是自己的想象出来，这两者之间来挣扎。
Now many of us are uncomfortable with this struggle.
这种挣扎让很多人都觉得不舒服。
We would rather leave the decision of this struggle to a spiritual higher authority.
我们宁可让有属灵权威的人来做决定。
We would say to this spiritual higher authority or this spiritual writer, you know, just tell us explicitly whether God is there or not.
我们跟这些属灵权威的人讲说，只要明确地告诉我们上帝是否存在。
Just tell us explicitly whether it's human action or God action.
只要告诉我们是人的行动还是上帝的参与。
We don't want the struggle.
我们不希望挣扎。
We want the LSX version that tells us the presence of God explicitly.
我们希望像 LSX 版本一样，把神的存在明确地说明。
We don't want to be forced to find God in the story.
我们不希望被迫寻找上帝。
You know, in the end, if you don't tell us explicitly, in the end, we are asked, is God really in humanity?
神真的在人当中吗？
Or is he just our own invention?
还是我们自己的发明？
Many of us do not want that ambiguity.
我们许多人都不希望这样含糊不清。
But I'm thankful. that the Hebrew author has avoided the usual path and has told us the story of Esther in this new way.
不过我庆幸的是，希伯来文的作者避免了惯常的道路，用新的方式来告诉我们以斯帖的故事。
I'm thankful because this is closer to my reality.
我庆幸，因为这比较接近我的现实。
I live in a world where God is not explicit.
我活在一个没有明确的上帝的世界里。
He may be intervening in many things, but God has never fully left His fingerprint.
上帝可能介入很多事情，但他绝对没有留下他的指纹。
So I'm forced to see His providence in the same way that the story of Esther is being presented to us.
所以我不得不以以斯帖的故事同样的方式来看他的供应。
I find God in coincidences in my life.
我在巧合里找到上帝。
I find God in the goodness of the people around me.
我在人的善良里找到上帝。
And I find God in faith.
我在信仰里找到上帝。
In all these moments, yes, I agree, I'm forced to struggle with the question.
在这些时刻里，我不得不因为这些问题而挣扎。
Is the God that I find, you know, merely my own invention?
我找到的上帝是否只是我自己的发明？
I'm forced to struggle with this question.
我被逼为这个问题而挣扎。
Even though I'm forced to struggle, but yet I'm thankful for this new path.
同时，我很感谢有这条新的道路。
Because the old path where God is explicit, you know, that is an unrealistic path for me.
因为只有明确说明神的存在的那个旧的道路，对我来说是不切实际的。
Like it or not, I do not hear voices like Abraham.
我没有像亚伯拉罕那样听到声音。
I do not have the parting of the Red Sea or the miracles of Elijah fire from heaven in my daily life.
我的生活里面没有过红海或者以利亚的奇迹。
God's deliverance and God's help, God's providence comes to me anonymously, just like the story of Esther.
神的供应和拯救是匿名的，就像以斯帖里的故事一样。
Now, in my own personal reflection, therefore, I love this sermon series on Esther very much.
我个人很喜欢这以斯帖记系列的讲道。
Now, we often talk about God's providence or God's deliverance from Exodus or from the Gospels.
我们经常从出埃及记或者福音书讲述神的供应和拯救。
However, if we only talk about these concepts in this light, then we often expect Moses or Jesus in our life.
但是这样，我们会期待有摩西或耶稣在我们生命里。
Now, whether it is the burning bush or the feeding of the 5,000, you know, these guys, they represent the God that is explicit.
无论是焚烧的荆棘或者喂饱五千人，他们是代表有明确的上帝。
But yet in Esther, providence and deliverance, they come in the form of Esther and Mordecai.
但是在以斯帖记里，供应和拯救来自以斯帖和莫迪凯。
They come in the form of Xerxes who could not sleep one night.
甚至来自失眠的亚哈随鲁王。
They represent the God that is anonymous.
他们代表匿名的上帝。
God is not supernatural in Esther.
上帝在以斯帖记里不是神奇的。
God is there, but he has to be found and he has to be identified.
神是存在的，但他必须被找寻和确认。
That is the God in humanity.
那就是神在人性里。
And this is why we present the entire sermon series in this way.
所以我们就这样呈现这系列的讲道。
Now, taken by itself, you know, to say that God provides or God delivers or God saves, these statements by themselves are meaningless.
这两句神供应或者神拯救，这两句话本身是毫无意义的。
Try telling that to a starving child or a Christian that is persecuted.
你试着对一个挨饿的小孩或者被逼迫的基督徒这样说。
In taken by itself, it is meaningless.
这两句本身是毫无意义的。
We see, however, that God's providence and God's deliverance, they are being embedded in human history.
但我们看到神的供应和拯救嵌入人类的历史里。
So to properly understand these concepts, we must understand humanity itself.
如果要了解这些概念，我们必须先了解人性。
And this becomes very clear. It is very clear that the overall theme of Esther is God's providence and God's deliverance. This I agree.
很清楚的，以斯帖记的主题是神的供应和拯救。
But God's providence and deliverance did not happen in a vacuum.
但这没有发生在真空里。
And this is why in our entire sermon series, we took great pains to intersect this overall theme with topics of racism, persecution, war, feminism, wisdom, and genocide.
所以我们不辞劳苦地穿插了种族歧视、迫害、战争、女权主义、智慧和种族屠杀的课题。
Now God, we see in the end that God provides through human needs, for human needs, through human means, and due to human failings.
我们看到的是神通过人来供应，为了人的需要，因为人的过失。
And God also delivers through human means, for human needs, due to human failings.
神通过人来救赎，为了人的需要，因为人的过失。
Now the acts of God, therefore, are only meaningful when we understand the acts of humans clearly.
当我们清楚地了解人的行为，神的行为就变得有意义。
When we say God provides or God delivers, we must ask, what is He saving us from? What is He providing us from?
当我们说神供应和神拯救，我们要问他为何要救我们，他要供应什么？
We must also ask why. Why does He save? What is He saving us from? Why? How does He save?
我们要问他为什么要拯救和他要怎么拯救。
And in Esther, we see the salvation of God comes alive in the midst of racism and genocide.
在以斯帖记里，神的救赎在种族歧视和种族屠杀里活生生地呈现了。
And it is executed through human wisdom and with human virtues.
是以智慧，人的智慧和品德来执行。
And it is fought against persecution and war.
是与迫害和战争来争斗。
And we see God is alive in the midst of our daily human troubles and difficulties.
神在我们每日的痛苦中活着。 Now
in doing so, in presenting the entire sermon series in this way, we took a risk.
我们这样呈现整个系列，我们就冒了风险。
We did not make God explicit all the time.
我们没有明确地讲到神。
We show you what is wisdom.
我们给你看到什么是智慧。
We talk about what is true peace and how to attain it.
我们讲到什么是真正的和平。
Many times we talk about the human issues of racial tension and the horrors of this world when we do not treat one another humanely.
我们讲到没有人性地对待彼此所发生的种族纠纷和恐怖事件。
Now in doing so, we hope that you find for yourself the God that provides and delivers us from all these.
我们这么做是希望你们自己找到供应和拯救的上帝。
We do not present to you a God, you know, with a magical switch that once you click it, it will make everything better instantly. We do not do that.
我们没有呈现一个有神奇开关使一切变美好的上帝。
Instead, we have to struggle hard to find the God who gives us His truth, and as fellow human, we are the ones that carry this responsibility to make God's vision happen.
我们得自己挣扎寻找给我们真理的上帝，而我们也有责任实现上帝的意向。
We as humans, we have to right the wrongs.
我们要更正错的。
And we have to do things right, and we have to do things well.
我们要正确的处理事情，也要处理得好。
Now in the sermon series, we not only make God's providence and deliverance very human, we also make our scripture very human.
我们不但把神的供应和拯救人性化，我们也把经文人性化。
We taught you the concept of manuscripts.
我们教导原稿的概念。
We talked to you about translations and canonization, a very human process.
我们教导翻译和正典化。
We did this to explain to you how does the scripture come to you as your scripture.
我们这么做是向你解释圣经怎么成为我们的圣经。
Now it is humans who put God's revelations into words for us.
是人把神的启示用言语来表达。
And it is also humans who chose the words to reveal God to them.
是人选择了能显示出神的言语。
And we have learned in the end to understand what is also divine inspiration and the genre of a biblical text.
我们也学习如何了解神的启示和经文的类型。
Now, simply put, in the end, after we do all this, we are showing to you that the Bible did not, you know, just drop from heaven and immediately you can understand God's will.
简单来说，这样子做是要给你看说圣经不是从天上掉下来就立刻让你了解神的旨意。
We introduce these concepts to you to let you know that the scripture is also very human.
我们向你介绍这些概念是让你知道圣经也是很有人性的。
And it is through human words that we can derive divine truth.
而我们是从人的言语 来理解神的事实。
Now in all this, therefore, we are confronted with a fundamental question.
在这里我们要面对最基本的问题。
And I'm sure many of us are asking this question.
我相信我们很多人都在问这个问题。
How can we trust the human means through which God provides and delivers?
我们如何相信神通过人的供应和拯救的这个途径？
How can we trust the human way in which God reveals himself to us?
我们如何相信神通过人向我们显现的这个途径？
And because we are human, we know how fallible humans can be.
就因为我们是人，我们知道人都难免有错。
And we ask, how can we accept a concept of God that is being intertwined with humanity?
我们怎么能接受一个人跟神纠缠在一起的这个概念？
That is the witness of Esther.
这就是以斯帖的见证。
And it has a message that is loud and clear for us.
信息是非常清楚地说明了。
The message is that God operates through human.
信息就是人，神是通过人来执行他的使命。
The honest truth is that I do not have a perfect answer to this basic question.
我对这个基本的问题没有完整的答复。
I can only share with you my personal reflection on this.
我只能分享我个人的思想。
The honest truth for me is that I believe this is the better way.
事实是我相信这个是比较好的方式。
Yes, I agree that there are the dangers of imperfection when God acts and reveals through humanity.
虽然神通过人来行来显示，通过人来拯救是会有不完美的。
And there is also the danger of imperfection when God saves through human actions and when God speaks to us through human words. There is the danger of imperfection.
神通过人的决定来拯救，通过人的言语对我们说话，会有缺陷的或不足的。
But in doing so, God is bringing himself close to us.
但神这么做就是把自己跟我们的距离拉近。
When God chooses to operate in this way, I can experience God through my fellow humanity.
神这样做，我就可以通过别人经历神。
And I can understand God through human poetry, human storytelling, and human wisdom.
我可以通过人写的诗、人讲的故事和人的智慧来了解神。
Not only this, not only that I can experience God in this way, you and I, mere humans, we can become agents of God.
不仅如此，你和我普通的人也可以成为神的代表。
We can be part of God's providence and deliverance for people.
我们可以成为神的供应和救赎的一部分。
We can speak God's word to one another.
我们可以对彼此说神的话。
Now I agree we are not perfect.
我同意我们不是完美的。
But because of God, we can now do and express what is perfect.
但因为有神，我们可以行出和表达出完美的。
The greatness of Mordecai is a reflection of how great humanity can be.
莫迪凯的伟大就是反映出人所能呈现的伟大。
And humanity indeed can be great when humanity is used by God.
人如果被神使用，就能呈现出伟大。
Let us pray.Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you have not forsaken us, humans who are weak, who are prone to imperfections, who are prone to failings, but you are willing to co-work with us, to use us. Indeed, Lord, we thank you as we learn from this story of Esther. Lord, we want to put all of your words.Human words, spoken through human words into our hearts, that indeed it may bear fruit, that indeed like Esther, like Mordecai, we can be great, and we can learn to serve our brothers and sisters, and we can serve to become agents of your providence and deliverance. All this we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.